And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Your time and temp is service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey, 824, and it's 47 degrees. Sunny today with a high near 90, so it's going to be warming up with some beautiful temperatures for much of the listening area today. Joining us now is the crew from the Cedar Room. We have an all-star lineup joining us. BJ, you want to introduce us to everybody we have in the studio this morning?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Tristan. On my left, we have Casey and Amber, which are two master mixologists that do a tremendously great job. On my right, we have Josh and Calvin, which are, Calvin is our head chef. Josh is right below him as a sous chef, and they do an amazing job as well.
And we have to give a congratulations to Calvin, tying the knot as of recent, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Don't sound so excited.
I'm still waking up.
And we actually, Tristan, I'll butt in. We actually, Calvin got married on our stage at Cedar Room Sunday.
So. Oh, wow.
So it's quite an honor to have him there.
Yeah. Wow, that is awesome.
Beautiful venue.
Well, you said beautiful venue a moment ago, and I was going to ask you, where'd you do it at?
Well, I got married at the Cedar Room.
Wow.
And they made sure they were very, they made sure that they, made it a great afternoon. So,
did you have to go into work afterwards, or did they give you the day off, Calvin?
No, I got a, like I said, the last few times I've been here, I got a great team. So,
okay,
they won't even let me in the kitchen right now. They're like,
okay, good. You don't have to work on the wedding day. All right, that's all right. That's all right. And then we have Casey and Amber, our mixologist, joining us here in the studio this morning. Ladies, appreciate the time. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. Bartenders are up in the morning. You're welcome.
Yeah. I know. You guys have the strong stuff in the studio this morning.
Yeah, we
looks
might.
Like a lot of coffee there.
A lot of coffee going on.
Any Irish cream in there?
Possibly.
Well, assert the Fifth Amendment right. I understand. I understand. So, BJ, for those that are listening this morning and they've not heard us talk about the Cedar Room before, or maybe they haven't experienced it in downtown North Platte, how would you describe the Cedar Room?
The Cedar Room is what I would call a very upscale restaurant that North Platte really hasn't seen in quite some time. We've put a lot of time, thought, obviously money, into the Cedar Room to make it just that special destination. To come down to have a nice evening meal, or lunch meal even, and then a nice cocktail to go along with it. And we've taken a lot of time, a lot of thought to bring this to North Platte, and it seems like it's been very well accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And we for the support we are getting from not only our locals, but people through are hearing about us on all of our websites, the hotels are passing it along, and we're very grateful and very blessed.
And Calvin, you could speak to this greater than what I can, but the food menu at the Cedar Room is not like anything else you're going to find probably anywhere in the state of Nebraska. If you can find it somewhere else, maybe Omaha?
Maybe.
And you're going to spend a lot of money
in
gas.
You might find it in Lincoln. I mean, but let's be honest. You have to have it in Lincoln because you got the football team.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of people.
Well,
that
kind of.
Well, not right now. Come on, Big Ten. Let them play. Anyway, but no, this is a very unique menu, and it's a very basic menu. And it's so that way we can have a creative outlet and blow the minds of people that come into the Cedar Room. So, we've talked about before, we go to different parts of the country, and we reach, you know, the south, the north, the east, the west, wherever we go. And you're not going to find fresh fish in the heart of the country. You do at the Cedar Room, though.
Yeah.
We get 24 hours after it's caught. It's in our restaurant, so
wow.
You can't get much fresher than that in the middle of nowhere.
No, so. You really can't get any fresher than that. So.
And then, I mean, like scallops, you don't find anywhere in town with scallops or lobster tail, or we did a Cajun boil this weekend, and I mean, you don't find things like that around here. So
no.
It's very unique. And these two at the Cedar Room, BJ and Hector, they've given us that outlet to give a menu and these offerings that we have to be unique, to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's a standout menu because not only you're not going to find anything like it in North Platte, you're not going to find it between Lincoln, Omaha, and Denver. And let's be honest, you're going to spend a lot of money going to there in gas. Not to mention, you're not supporting a local business. It doesn't get more local than the Cedar Room.
No,
and,
sure doesn't.
Talking about the menu, I know, Casey and Amber, there's a lot of things that you guys partner as mixologists. That's your specialty. It's down to a science. It's an actual science. And you guys have great things that go along with everything on the food menu.
Yeah. We have been infusing alcohols to pair with certain fish, and we also are always alcohol to get the best pairings with the food. We do a lot of wine specials as well. So,
yeah, and we've talked a lot about the great selection of some of the liquors and spirits, but gals, we have probably one of the best selections of wine you're going to find in the entire area at the Cedar Room as well.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on our wines as well. We have a nice selection of wines by the bottle and wines by the glass, and we're always doing specials on those as well. We work with our reps to bring in things that people don't necessarily see too much of around the area, and all of our wines pair really nicely with the food. So.
And Casey, we know that you've worked at some restaurants and venues throughout the area. What sets the Cedar Room apart for you personally in comparison to other establishments you've worked at in the past?
Definitely just the creative, I guess I have no limits to what we can do in the bar. I love that all of our cocktails that we have on the menu, we have like the traditional ones that are made, you know, the right way, the way that they were made when they were first designed. I like getting back to that old school, old-fashioned way of making drinks, and also I love being able to make and get whatever ingredients and liqueurs to make whatever, you know, we're feeling and make up our own drinks. So it's just really nice having a menu that all the traditional drinks made the correct way and all of our specialty cocktails just from our creativity.
Absolutely, yeah. The creative Cedar Room, that is without a doubt. It shows on the menu, it shows in the lounge, it shows in the establishment too, Josh. I mean, that atmosphere is just amazing. I am blown away by the great atmosphere.
Yeah, really, there's nothing that compares to it in this town. We have total creative freedom. Everything we do is from the heart, and it's never shot down. Every time we have an idea, it's really an uplifting feeling to try and present that to someone and talk about how amazing it is. And it really feeds towards the next thing we're trying to do. We're always focusing on the next thing, so... whenever we have this great idea, we're just trying to improve on it, always trying to improve.
And BJ, why downtown North Platte? We know that you and Hector have been kicking around the idea of having an establishment like this, but why did you guys choose the location in downtown North Platte?
One of our main reasons, Tristan, we've chose the downtown location is Hector was fortunate enough to be on the leadership Lincoln County. And by this, he learned of the downtown revamp project that they're doing. And it is actually an amazing job that they're doing down there. Excuse me. It's going to look really great. They're doing so many new things down there to help us improve. And I do know down there that this is many years that all the buildings now are either owned or all rented out.
Wow.
Which is great. I mean, that just shows us that people believe in the downtown area. All the merchants down there that we have been able to meet so far have been very welcoming, opening arms, you know, telling us if we can help you, we'll do it. Just give us a call. We've done the same thing with those. We try to use our downtown vendors as well. We try to share ideas with them. We try to buy our products from them as much as we can. This is just a draw to us. Mainly, people tell us, well, why didn't you want to be out by the interstate where the traffic can see you? Our theory is, with this, we wanted a unique location that had a lot of history to it and would be an attraction. And for what they're going to do with the canteen district, that they're going to rename it and call it, we're more than glad we chose where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about the menu and the cocktail lounge, but we want to make the Cedar Room an attraction as well, outside of the great food and the great drinks and everything else that's offered. And looking at the establishment, looking around at the building, it's definitely a venue you want to experience. And then you get to experience downtown, too. And I don't know of anywhere else where you can park your car and walk to get your supper, get your dessert over at Double Dips, purchase your flowers, and heck, you could even buy your jewelry next door as well with Tallman's. And I don't know, maybe we'd work out a special deal if somebody buys an engagement ring at Tallman's Cedar Room. I don't know, we could work something out, right, BJ?
Correct. We shortly after we opened, we actually had a young couple that got engaged.
Oh, wow.
On our
That's
lounge
awesome.
Site up on the stage. So, I mean, it's just, I think it shows the community and it proves to us that we did make the right decisions and that people appreciate us being down there.
So the support from the community has been good thus far, then?
Oh, it's been overwhelming, Tristan.
Good,
I mean,
good.
We are, like I said earlier, we are blessed. I mean, people, when they see us on the street, they come into the restaurant, they're always... know us by name, and believe me, I am terrible with names, and I apologize for that, but I can remember a face, and the repeat customers and the new faces come in, and it's like I said, it's just been a blessing.
Well, and one thing that I'm surprised about too, Calvin, is I've seen this at the Cedar Room when I've been in and been a fly on the wall, so to speak. I don't know, I've been many other places before where I have seen the owners put in blood, sweat, and tears as much as Hector and BJ have. I was there seeing it before when they were getting the building ready, and I was there just a couple weeks ago, and they were there bussing tables, working, doing actual work. And you don't always see that from ownership.
No, normally ownership in a restaurant puts it on us, you know, the managers and the employees that work there. These two are harder working than we are. I mean, BJ's got two jobs. Hector's got three, and they still come in every day raring to go, bussing tables, running food, you know, going... You don't go to many restaurants anywhere in this world and actually get to have a face-to-face interaction with the gentlemen that own the establishment.
Yeah.
And that take your input to heart seriously because they want to be better every day.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge thing. Almost every night they hit almost every table and get input from everybody, and they take that to heart. So it's just a really great experience to have for everybody, for the ownership, for the employees. We get the feedback constantly thanks to them.
Well, that's one of the benefits of dining, eating, drinking locally. You get that. You don't get that with chain restaurants or
right.
with other venues. Even some locally owned venues don't always get that. So,
right.
Anything else anybody wants to add this morning?
I would. I think that when we say upscale, I think that some people in the community get a little bit like, oh, like, you know, I can't go there. It's definitely not like you need to be wearing a suit and tie. I think for, like, it is a nicer place. I've been there for, what, over a month, and mm-hmm. every day still I'm at the bar and I'm staring around at how beautiful it is,
mm-hmm.
but the prices are extremely competitive. I think that we, you know, obviously could charge a lot more. We don't want to. We want people to come in. We want the volume. But if you look around at, you know, like some of their prices in town, we have an incredibly competitive menu, and I think that that's something that North Platte really needed, a place that people could go and not feel like that they have to cut off an arm to have a good night.
Yeah. Well, I'm a firm believer that you get what you pay for. But the menu is competitively priced, BJ.
And that was our main idea, Tristan. We didn't want to shut it off to a certain crowd, I guess you would say. We wanted a menu that the general public can afford. We want the general public to be able to come in and have a nice dinner and have a nice drink and walk out of there feeling good mm-hmm. and feeling full. And that was one of our main goals as well.
And with these mixologists, if you sit at the bar long enough, you'll be feeling awfully good by the time.
Another good point to make about the lounge, too, is that the lounge is usually open 2 hours after the kitchen closes, so okay. you're always welcome to have a drink afterwards or stay. Our lounge is open until 11 Tuesday through Thursday, and then till midnight on Friday and Saturday. So,
but if people are in there drinking and having a
yeah.
good time, we're absolutely going
to
stay open until 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 11:59. Get the heck out of here.
No. Hang out. Hang out with us.
As long as you're paying us, we don't care.
Well, that's an example of how you guys must love your job, because at other places, you know, people say, okay, it's quitting time. I'm on my way out. Let's get out of here. That's not the case.
Right,
the
no, we like to hang out with you, and we stay there as long as you want to hang out and have some drinks. So,
And I'd like to butt in a minute, Tristan.
Absolutely.
That's what Hector and I are so proud of, about the Cedar Room is we, and these guys can justify it as well, is we walk around, we watch them, we watch what they're doing, we watch how they interact with the customers, we watch how they interact with each other. And you can tell they're happy. You can tell that they're almost like a family. I mean, they bounce off of each other. And it's an enjoyment to watch them and how they interact with even everybody that comes through the door. I mean, it's exciting, and it's great. We love it.
Would you have ever imagined, BJ, that you'd get the all-star cast and the all-star lineup that you guys have at the Cedar Room? Because it's great all the way from the front of the door to the back of the kitchen with the amount of great talent that you guys employ at the Cedar Room.
That was one of our, I guess you'd say, what scared us to death.
The biggest concern.
Was, yes, when we come up with this idea for the Cedar Room, we thought, how are we going to find the right chefs? How are we going to find the right mixologist?
Our if you build staff? It, they will come.
You guys must have watched The Field of Dreams.
A lot of prayers.
Got to get the mindset right. Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, it's, we are literally, Hector and I, and we talk about this quite often, we tell our staff, we are literally blown away by who has come to us to work for us. I mean, it's, our staff is, I will say it's amazing, and they're fun to be around.
But can you really call it work, Calvin?
No, I
mean, you love it, so.
I'm one that prides myself. You should be able to have fun at work. You know, if you don't, then it's a job, and people don't like to work a job. You know, I wake up every morning, and I know Josh does, and we've talked about it in the kitchen. We wake up every morning, and we want to go to work. I got people that are willing to spend 80 hours in the kitchen a week.
Wow.
Because they're learning, they're having fun, and they work for two amazing gentlemen who go out of their way for us every day to make sure we have the tools we need, the knowledge we need, and let us just do our thing. So it's more of an enjoyment. It's for me, my passion for the food industry burns deep, and they feel my passion pretty full. So for them, I can't say thank you enough to them too, or anybody we work with, because they all show up ready to go, always wanting to work. It's such a great place. So,
well, we do have to wrap up, but BJ, if folks want to dine at the Cedar Room, maybe for the first time, the 100th time, how can they make a reservation, and how can they learn more about our newest dining atmosphere here in North Platte?
Reservations are very simple, Tristan. You can get on our website. It's thecedarroomne.com. There's a reservation button right there, and people are telling us it is the most simple way to make a reservation they have ever seen.
Okay.
You can also call the Cedar Room. It's 532-4825. We'll be happy to make your reservations there. You can do it on Facebook. I mean, it's a very simple reservation system. People are really enjoying it and telling us that. But that, so if you don't want to do it online, which some of my friends do not like to do, just give us a call.
Or stop by. If you're in the area, yes. Run an errand, make a reservation while you're in the area.
So. Oh, exactly. Yep,
perfect.
Exactly.
I just want to let everybody know, too, about this week's offering while we're on air. Go for it, Josh. You know it.
Yeah, so this week we're just basically going to be offering a lemon pepper pasta. It's going to be garnished with capers. We're going to offer shrimp or chicken, so the people that don't like seafood still have an option. We're really trying to expand our menu with chicken offerings, or maybe more pork offerings, because not everyone wants beef. I know we're in the middle of beef county right now, so this is going to be one of those things that maybe it might be a staple to the Cedar Room, and we're going to be able to maybe please the locals and get a little bit more business and offer it as on a cheaper level. So we're going to bring a lot of elegance to very simple ingredients, and at the same time, like my head chef says, we're going to have fun while we're doing it. And really, the idea here is to blow some minds. So I encourage everyone that comes in Thursday through Saturday, please, please try this pasta. And we are also pairing it with a family recipe I have a lemon square bar that I'm going to be pairing with it. So
okay.
I encourage everyone to please try the dessert, too.
Awesome. Well, BJ, I think we just found our tagline. The Cedar Room, blowing minds since 2020.
There you go. That'll work.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Always good to talk about the Cedar Room. Hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after this.